لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. O who you believe, if a rebellious, a disobedience come to you with information and with news, verify that, lest you harm people in ignorance, and afterward you will become regretful to what you have done. My dear brothers and sisters and beloved children, I advise myself and invite all of you to practice the piety, follow the path of Quran and Ahlul Bayt, that is the path of piety, and especially following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, as the book that is a live book in our hands, full of the commandments. And the commandments are for our personal life, for our social life. In today's world, it's important that we need to read Quran and learn from Quran about the piety. One of the social aspects of the piety that is being discussed in Surah Mubarakah Hujurat, in the verse that I discussed in the past few weeks on Friday, that is this verse which speaks with the believers by saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us in those who are being addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, believers, or those who believe. In this regard, we are honorable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks with us, and He has considered us capable to receive His messages and follow His path. In ja'akum fasiqun bi naba'in, we in our social life cannot follow any information and every news, but we need to be careful, and we need to follow the path of piety, and we have to be conscious when we receive the news. In a society, there are few illnesses, or that can be considered as the social illnesses of society. One of them is blind following of the traditions of our forefathers. So there are many traditions, of course, we find in our life, and then we really stick to those traditions. And if somebody asks why you're doing that, this is something that my forefathers used to do that. This is something that is tradition in our family. So many times traditions are being considered important than our religion, than our faith. Many commandments of faith are being refused and rejected because I believe in a tradition, I follow my forefathers. I lived in Pakistan, for example. That is what it was happening in Pakistan. I came from Hyderabad. I came from India. I came from Iran. And this was the tradition in my country. That is what I follow. So this is one of the ignorance of society. This is one of the illness of society sometimes, that they do not like to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, but they would like to follow what their forefathers have said. They give importance to their parents and forefather more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than Prophet, peace be upon him, more than Aimma alayhi musalam, and that is wrong. Second important illness, or that is grievous illness in the society, that is taking the stands and making justifications without knowledge and without any evidences. So we sometimes come to the conclusion very easily, and we decide about many things. We justify about the people sometimes. Sometimes we make justification about any event, and we don't like to consider that. We have to think about that, give a little thought, and is it evident, or if it's not. Easy justification, that can be another illness, and that Quran has also mentioned in this verse, that you need to do tabayyun, and you need to do research about that. A solution for all these above illnesses, of course, that is curiosity, a society that is based on research, a society based on knowledge. We need to establish a society that is society of knowledgeable people. People, those who follow the path of knowledge. We, especially followers of school of thought of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, they should not be the people, those who are just traditional, and they just follow other people, or sometimes without any evidences, they accept anything. Because we are the inheritor of real Islam and pure Islam. And in pure Islam, there is no room for following anything that is not evident. And as I've said in the past, that in Arabic, it's been said, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ الدَّلِيلِ. Maybe this is phrase of Hadith, that we are children of the evidence. That if there is evidence, then we accept. If there is no evidence, we don't like to accept anything which has not been evident. Islam, of course, has various criterion to accept a speech or accept a news, accept any information that are being given. One of the responsibility that if somebody speaks from the podium, from the member, then we need to verify. We should not be the people that... That is what Maulana has said. So Maulana is an authority, but it should not be a kind of authority that we accept that without any verification. That we should try to think about that, reflect about that. If that makes sense, then we have to accept. But when it comes to the people, those who are corrupt people and disobedient people, that is completely different. Then our treatment, it has to be totally different. Unfortunately, maybe sometimes we rely on those sources more than our ulama, more than our maraji. Sometimes these agencies and news agencies are becoming more trustworthy than any marja, any knowledgeable personality. So because I've learned from CNN, Fox News, so then we start trusting on that. So Islam, when it likes to give criterion, it says, in ja'akum fasiqun. So fasiq is the one who is disobedient or rebellious of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That kind of people, they have to be verified. If we do not do that, then there are few harm for the society. There are many dangers for our community, as Quran has said, antusibu qawman bijahalatin. That means throwing the society into ignorance. If any decision that is made without any justification, if any decision that is made without prior investigation, that means that is based on ignorance. It is according to Quran. Antusibu qawman bijahalatin. Without verification, without investigation, if any decision is made, that decision is going to be decision of ignorance. And it's not accepted in Islam. And if any hasty decision that are being made, then we are going to throw whole nation, qawman bijahalatin. That means placing the people into the ignorance. Sometimes we take advantage of ignorance of people. Unfortunately, that happens from some religious people, and that also happens from political authorities. Sometimes some religious people, they may use the people and their ignorance, and they take advantage of their ignorance because people, they do not know. So they sit on the member, they would make some sort of evidences which do not have basis, and they would like to take advantage of that. And that is what our teacher Ayatollah Jawadi Amali used to advise his students: do not take advantage of the people because they do not know about anything. Not knowing should not be the reason that you can say anything, whatever you like. You have to say what it is evident. And the same is the political authorities, unfortunately. Sometimes they take advantage of people because they have no knowledge. They cannot go, they cannot research. That is why they start bombarding people with informations which have no basis. And slowly the people, they start thinking that if there is a lie that becomes true, if you say a lie 12 times a day, then it becomes true. At the end of the day, people, they will start believing about that. And that is the philosophy that today agencies are using. أَنْتُصِيبُ قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. If you follow the path of ignorance, then this is the consequences of that, that you will regret later on. So regret is going to come later on. As you can see, for example, many steps when somebody takes without any justification, without any prior thinking, then later on there is nadamat. That's what Quran has said, that nadimin, you will become nadim, you will become regretful, you will become shameful. For example, you attack on Iraq and later on you regret. Not only one government, every government regrets about that. They themselves start having discussion, what was the outcome of that? So this was regret. That whole community is in regret. All nations are in regret. Why we went over there? Why we attacked? So that is what Quran has said. Following the path of Quran, that is why it's important in today's world that Quran has to become as a criterion. That those people who really have become on any authority, at least they have to look at those commandments of Quran that are for our benefit, for any politician, for any authority, for any religious authority. It's important that they need to see that how Quran is opening the doors for the society, that they have to follow the path of knowledge and evidences. They have to follow the path of information, and they should not follow the path of ignorance. And that is what's important for every mu'min and believer, as Quran has said, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu. I hope that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can follow the path of Quran. We can practice the piety in our life. We can practice the piety in our individual life and social life. May Allah forgive us whatever we have committed in the past. May Allah accept our good deeds. May Allah give us opportunity that we can practice more good deeds. Our life has to be fulfilled with the good deeds. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Allahumma ghafir lana wa rahamna wa afina wa'afu anna fi dunya wal akhirah. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. اللهم صل على محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والحجة القائم المهدي اللهم صل وسلم على قائمنا وحجة آل محمد اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. In the beginning I would like to send salam and blessing and my salutations to Imam of the Age. Our salam upon the one who lives in occultation, who is waiting for the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Imam of our time, and the one who is forgotten. Our salam upon the one who is inheritor of all a'imma alayhim salam, the heritor of knowledge and the sciences of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, the one who is moon on the sky of Vilayat today, the one who is the most oppressed personality in this world. Sallallahu alayka ya baqiyat Allah al-a'zam. Arwahuna wa arwahul alamina lakal fida. As we have shahadat our sixth imam in upcoming days, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam, that Ja'fari school is honored to be named with his name as Ja'fari. We are followers of this great personality, the one who is Imam of knowledge and the wisdom, the one who distinguished the knowledges, and he is the one who spread the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam in his time. I would like to say condolences to Mu'mineen and Mu'minat for this tragedy, and condolences to all the people who are on the authorities of knowledge, our Mujtahideen Maraji, and special condolences to the leader of Muslim Ummah, and my condolences to Imam Zaman Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. It is important for our children, and especially for our schools, that they have to promote a personality of sixth imam, and that needs to be opened and explored for our youth and our schools in Sindhi, Farsi, in Al-Hadi, and that has to be one of the part of curriculum. That our children can be proud of their background and their history, and the personality of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam should be taught in the schools, because these are the places where you can spread the knowledge of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Dear brothers and sisters, I would like to expand on the events that have taken in the past few days, that whole world was tensified last week by drums of the war. The warmonger, those who cannot sleep without drinking the blood of the hundreds of people, unfortunately, they are thirsty of blood of the people. One of the things that has become evident today, that there are people, those who always beat drums of the wars. They don't have anything. They don't have any other job. But their job is that open a war on Afghanistan, then go to Iraq. Another time you have to enter to any other country, kill the people, hundreds of people, thousands of people, and still they are thirsty for that. Western world, unfortunately, has become known with this bad quality that they are always happy with the wars. And when they like to announce for a war, at that time, they don't have any fear that what they are going to do, what are going to be the consequences for that. And this is becoming evident for even little children, for those who are not politicians, those who are simple people of society, but they are also realizing today that war and fighting for them is easier. They are not behind the peace. They do not like to establish the peace in this world, but they are always behind it whenever they can establish the wars. And that is really unfortunate today, that we are living in a world which is a world of threat, terror, and world of the warriors, or announcing the wars in this world. Can you imagine that in last week, all media agencies, newspapers, radio, and television were deployed to say one word, only one word: we are ready for war. This was the word that you have heard everywhere, from every news agency: we are ready to go, we are ready to attack. So what good message you are giving to the community? When you are ready to attack, what it means? It means that you are ready to kill the people. You are ready again to create atrocities in this world. So let's accept that, for example, people are being killed over there in Syria with any event, with chemical weapon or whatsoever. But by your attacking, is it going to be punishment for the government, or is it going to be punishment for the people? You have already punished the people. And I really feel sorry for the people in Syria. I really feel sorry. There is a great tragedy that is even happening by these spreading the news. When you say that we are ready to attack on Syria, don't you think that you intensified the people? You terrorize the minds of people. You terrorize the mind of children, women, those who are living in the houses with the peace, that they have to leave their houses. They have to leave their cities. They have to flee from their houses. Can you imagine, for example, if this happened in Houston, that if sometime you hear this news that Houston is ready to receive an attack, what is going to happen? How people of Houston are going to feel? They are going to be living in the fears. And that is how today country in Syria is terrorized, totally terrorized. You have seen people on the border, for example, thousands of people fleeing from the country. Are you doing any good job for the Syrian people? Is that in the favor of Syrian people, or you are terrorizing the Syrian people? There is nothing good being done for the Syrian people. Let us go back, brothers and sisters, where history starts. It's only 2 years. It starts long history. 2 years back, Western countries pressurized Syrian government. They asked Syrian government that it has to bend down. It has to accept their conditions. What were the conditions? If you go back to the news, you would find those conditions. Conditions were that you should not oppose Israeli government, and you should leave Iran alone.
These were major conditions. And the Syrian government did not accept that. Syrian government ignored, refused to accept their conditions. And since then, this country, which was completely peaceful country, it has changed to a battlefield. So they deployed hundreds of the terrorists from all over the world. These terrorists, you can name them with Al-Qaeda, with Taliban, from any Mujahideen, so-called Mujahideen. They deployed everybody. And this deployment, it was not something secret that you may think that it was completely secret. No, it was not secret. It was openly deploying the people. They announced that they are going to deploy. They announced they are going to give weapons. And Western countries, European countries, they announced that they are going to give them advanced weapons, that they will go enter the Syria, and you can see what they have done with the Syria. If you go to the different cities, of course I haven't been yet, but I have seen those pictures and images on the news agencies sometimes, and I can feel what it is happening over there. There is complete destruction in that country since last 2 years. How many people are being killed? Is there any number for that? Hundreds, not hundreds, thousands, not thousands, millions of people are being killed in last 2 years. And not only being killed, as I've said in past, that there are people, those who are being burnt alive. There are people, those who are being cut into pieces. There are people, those who are being slaughtered and their liver is being taken out. That is the country. Really feel sorry for this country. I would like to say condolences to the people of Syria. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is a country today facing a major atrocity by these Western and warmonger mind. They're always behind the wars. So now this happened, for example, this evidence, that event that has taken place, that was attack on a city with chemical weapons. So let's assume, first of all, go back a little bit and start thinking that, yes, maybe this has happened because of Syrian government, and Syrian government has attacked on the people. But let us think, brothers and sisters, if this was happened by the Syrian government, then you sent the people from UNO to investigate. I want to just go through step by step with this event, and especially with the steps that Western government have taken. First of all, immediately after this event, those were the words that were being used, and I said in the past as well, we are ready to attack. And also the time limit was announced. Attack will be before Thursday. So today is Friday, of course. They said that attack is going to be before Thursday. Anytime it can happen. We will strike with the missiles. That was another thing that they announced. We will not wait for UNO and their investigations, but we already have made the mind, and decision has already been made. Only, for example, in United States it's been said we are waiting for President to give the final say, and even the Commander-in-Chief said that I am ready to attack any time. Armed forces, they are ready. Air forces are ready to attack. And the forces are being deployed. Ships are being sent. And armed forces were being standing close to the border. They reached to the border of Syria to attack on Syria. So they did not want to follow the finding and investigation of UNO. All rebels, those who were in the country before this attack, they were being given masks that they can be protected. All rebels were being pulled out from the place where this event has taken place. Rebels, they started promoting this event before this event takes place, and that was already on Facebook and Twitter. All Western government unanimously said that Syrian government, we are certain that Syrian government has attacked. So what it means, if we put all these information together, you can understand that there were prior decisions were made, and they were already with the minds to attack on the country. The decision, even if you like to make a decision, at least government have to consult with one another. How come that all the Western governments, they were being together and united, that they are going to do, at the time this is going to happen, they are going to do that. They are going to attack on Syria. So that it means that there was agenda. There were prior meetings being held, and everything, it was decided. People behind that, it cannot be Syrian government, but that can be the people, those who already know about this event is going to take place. How that is possible, that it is something that Syrian government is going to do, and they are ready that they are going to be attacked. None of the government is going to want that they have to be attacked by other communities. But the people, those who are deciding these hasty decisions show that definitely they had made the minds and they were ready for doing strike on Syria. There is a hypocritical character of Arab governments, unfortunately. These hypocrites of the time. And these are the people, they are giving support for establishment of Zionist regime Israel. They are prolonging the time of Israel. The major support of Israel today is the country that is Saudi Arabia. These hypocrites are supporting. If they were not there, nobody would have been able to announce that they can attack or they can strike on Syria. They were all been announcing that we are certain that this is job of Syrian government. So you see this certainty, where it comes from. What kind of yaqeen there is? Do they have any evidence for that? If there is any evidence, they have to openly say to the people of the world, they can realize. Until now, none of the evidence has been given. And when UNO sat down for their meeting, there were walkouts. They could not come up to the conclusions. So what it means? It means that even UNO could not come up to the conclusion that this was job of Syrian government or rebels. There were complete division within the Security Council. So if that is the case, why Western government have to come these sooner conclusions? At the end, brothers and sisters, I would like to just say that at the moment, there are two types of people in this world. People, those who are peace-loving, and people, those who are warmonger. And it's becoming clear that these two groups are going to be existing in this world, regardless of any faith, regardless of any religion. There are people, those who are peace-loving people. And today you can see that in the United Kingdom, of course, Parliament have opposed, House of Commons has opposed the Prime Minister. And he's been humiliated in his country. He was saying that it is evident that the Syrian government has done that. And he was ready to attack. But House of Commons has asked that you have to stop. You cannot do whatever you like. And one of the things that it was said in those speeches that have been made in House of Commons, that they asked from Prime Minister, do you have evidences that are clear evidences, or these are artificial evidences? So that means today people, they are not going to be fooled because of your artificial evidences. You made artificial evidences to attack on Iraq. And today many communities are regretting. And they don't want to regret again. They are not going to support. And these allies are not going to be always allies. So we are happy one way that people are understanding and realizing. This is good news. That at least people of the world, they are realizing that Western world has only artificial evidences and they are lying in their speeches and whatever they are saying that is not true. And their lies becoming open. And that is one of the good news. And we hope that inshallah, world is going to awaken and they will realize their problems in the future. And we hope that a time is going to come that only peace lovers and justice lovers of the people are going to rule this world. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send the personality who loves with the peace and justice, Imam Zaman Ajallahu Farajahu Sharif. اللهم عجل وليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم اشف كل مريض اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المؤمنين والمؤمنات اللهم اشف مريض المنزور حق محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله.